Everyone faces challenges, but it's how we deal with them that really matters. I'm Camille Bauer, and I'm going to help you see that life can go from bad to worse. But if you have faith and trust in the Lord and put on your big girl pants, then those hard times will help strengthen your faith, refine your character, and make you who you were destined to be. Hey, my friends. This week we are going to talk about not giving up. How do you find the grit and the determination to keep going when you're discouraged? When stuff does not go your way? When things that you plan don't turn out how you plan? How do you keep plugging forward? How do you keep finding the motivation to move on? I experienced a lot of anxiety over a scenario about, a couple weeks ago. And I remember being frustrated and upset and just feeling this wave of anxiety. And I opened my scriptures and there I read a verse that said, "Know ye not that ye are in the hands of God? Know ye not that he hath all power? And at his great command, the earth shall be rolled together as a scroll." And it just hit me there. And I put a little star in my scriptures there because, this is in the Book of Mormon, chapter 5, verse 23. And I put a little star there and it said, "Don't be scared, Camille, have faith." And that's hard to do sometimes. It's easy to forget. And sometimes it's discouraging when we keep trying and keep doing things, and especially as a mom and a dad, and when we have children, it's like, oh my gosh, we're trying, and we don't see the fruits bearing on the tree while the tree's growing, and it gets discouraging sometimes. And I just took such solace and peace in that, you know what? I'm in God's hands. I'm just gotta do my best. And he will make up the rest. So remember that. If you're feeling anxiety, if you are feeling like giving up, know that you are in God's hands. Don't give up. He is there. He knows it's hard. He knows you're disappointed. He knows you can't stand your job. He knows your kids drive you crazy. He knows all of the things that bug you. And if you keep trying, if you keep pressing forward in faith, he will be there. He will have you in his hands. And that just was a very big reminder that, okay, Camille, put your big girl pants on and keep moving forward. It also made me think with Moses, right? Here he is fleeing with all of his people and he gets to the Red Sea and he's like, crap, what am I going to do? The Lord did not tell him, hey, you're going to go here and then I'm going to part the Red Sea and you will walk through it on dry ground. No, God didn't say that. He said, one step at a time, the very next step. And I feel so much of my life is the very next step. That's all I'm getting from God. And when we actually have the eyes to see God, in the ears to hear God, we can see that he has us in his hands. And he's telling us, don't worry, don't have anxiety, don't stress out because I've got you in my hands. Just like Moses, when he got to the Red Sea, he took the next step. He didn't know what that was going to be till he got there. In so many days, I feel like, what's the next step? I don't know what that is. But when I get there, God puts it before me and I know. So if you are feeling like, what is my next step? I want to give up. Keep pressing forward. Keep putting one foot in front of the other because you're the only one who can do it. You're the only one who can be responsible for your growth. And that does sound overwhelming and it does sound daunting at times. But all that we need to do is try a little bit every day. And those little bits accumulate over time. Just like the parable of the 10 virgins, that Jesus Christ told in Matthew chapter 25, right? Remember that? There's 10 virgins. They're getting ready. They don't know when the wedding's going to be. Well, all of a sudden in the midnight hour, here comes the bridegroom. And five of them were foolish, and five of them were prepared with flasks of oil. Did it say they had tons of oil that they could spare? No, they didn't. They had enough to light their own in that moment. And I sometimes feel like I barely have enough oil to light my own lamp. But you know what? I try and I try again. And every day when we realize that we're in God's hands and all we need to do is try our best, that puts a drop of oil in that lamp. What can we do every day? Just think of that. What's one little drop? What is one little step that you can take to fill a little drop of oil in your cup? Because let's be honest, just like those five foolish virgins, we cannot pour from an empty cup. We can't give oil when we have no oil at all. And I think so many times we try to keep going and keep forging forward and keep pushing when we have nothing left to give. And I find in my life, if I'm not filling my cup, if I'm not doing things that help nourish my soul and my heart, that I run out of gas fast and I'm ornerier with my kids. I'm more dejected. I'm more defeated. But when I realize that, hey, I gotta nourish myself, you know, and when I do, even if that's pulling into my garage, y'all, and the garage shuts and I turn off the car and I'm sitting there in silence. And it feels so good. And I don't know what it does. Sometimes I sit there 10, 20, I'll admit it guiltily. Sometimes I sit there 20 minutes. But you know what? I have learned over the years to not feel guilty about that, because that one little thing gives me the energy and the nourishment in that second to be able to walk in the door and do what I need to do. So what do you need to do? Are you feeling like you're running out of gas? Are you feeling frazzled? What can you do to put drops of oil back into your soul? I was talking with a friend and she said she loved to go for drives. That helped her get out into nature. Great. You know, go and do that. If you love to read, if you love poetry, if you love to watch a certain show, if you love to journal, if you love to color, girl, I'm not going to judge here. Like, if you, whatever you like to do, go ahead and try when you're feeling low to do one of those things. Because every little thing we do that invests in ourselves will then help us be the best versions of ourselves. I find if I don't take time to get physical exercise, I start feeling it. I get sluggish. I don't make as good choices of food that I should. And it's just this vicious cycle. And then it continues and it continues. But if I put that oil in, if I put myself on my list, I not only feel better, but I can give more. And just like those who were ready for the bridegroom to show up, they put in their time. They can't give of their own selves, of what they've done to nourish their own selves. And it reminds me, and I don't know, this is so irreverent as well, but did you ever see, it had Chelsea Handler and LaFonda from Napoleon Dynamite. She was on the show. It was called Girls Behaving Badly, and it was a hidden camera show. And I remember this one audition. And I remember this one scenario where they were auditioning, like they were pretending to be these opulent, rich girls who were hiring assistants to come in. And so the cameras, again, were all hidden. And here's Chelsea Handler just sitting there and doing these multiple interviews. And of course, they're just one by one. So she would be like, okay, so I need you to clean this. I need you to clean that. Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, I can do that. I need you to send these emails. And then, like Oprah said, I should write in my gratitude journal every day. So I'll need you to do that. And then, you know, and then you could see the people kind of stop for a second, you know, in the different interviews that they played and think, you could just see the wheels turning in their head like, huh, how am I going to write in her gratitude journal for her? And then she's like, and then I need to get cardio every day, like at least 5 days a week. So I'm going to need you to do cardio for me. And you could just see, because she was holding this straight face, right? Because it's a hidden camera show. And you could just see like the puzzling look go on the other ladies' faces. And they're just, you know, and some would question, well, if I did that, how would that affect you? I don't see the benefit. Oh, well, I'd be able to mark it off on my list. Like I did it. And I often reference back to that hidden camera show and think, oh my gosh, we are the only ones who can do what's going to benefit us. We're the only ones who can do it. Nobody else can put oil in our lamp. We have to be the ones to put oil in our lamp. And even if that's just, dear God, please help me take one more step. Just like Moses, you never know what that next step is going to give you in a reward. You never know. So don't give up. If you're dejected, if you're discouraged, if life is not going your way right now, take heart. It has been like that for so many amazing, incredible people before you. And even think of people you know now. They've probably been through really hard things and they've risen above it. So if you are in the hard, keep going. Keep putting one foot in front of the other. I have been completely immersed in my different avenues of my career right now. And I am plugging away and I'm just sitting there, you know, working so hard and networking. And I'm sitting here thinking, you know, I have this amazing friend of mine that is a treasure in my life. And he was like, hey, I would love to, he's loved to help me with my podcast. Actually, let's be honest. He probably really doesn't love to help me upload my podcast, but he's awesome. Since day one, when I was like, hey, I think I want to do a podcast. This is like, oh my gosh, it'll be a whole year next month. Is that crazy or what? I think I've been doing a podcast since December, or I started researching how to do it last December. But anyway, so of course I enlisted him because he's my tech friend. You all know that. You guys all know you have a friend that's a tech friend, right? The friend you go to anytime you have tech questions. Well, this is my amazing friend, Jay. And I was like, Jay, please help me. So he has helped me upload all my podcast episodes every week, almost this entire year. And I was sitting there this week and I'm just like, am I even making a difference? Is anybody even listening to my podcast? Like, is it worth all the effort? And because he usually does and uploads and sees like the analytics and stuff. And we don't have like powwows. Anyway, I'm just trying my best on all these different fronts and getting my website. And just anyway, I'm pulled in lots of different directions right now. But with one main focus in mind, but a lot of things getting me to that point. And so I just got on to look at my analytics for my podcast and I'm just like, what? People are listening and people are watching what we do. And it just, to me, was wind in my sails because I'm drained, I'm tired. And some days I want to give up and not put one foot in front of the other. And I wonder if what I do makes a difference in people's lives. And it was just such a good feeling to be able to, you know, I don't know, I've just been on robot mode, right? Like, oh, okay, I'm going to do a podcast and put it out and do a webinar to help people that are grieving and, you know, all these things. And I never have slowed down to really look and see, is it making a difference? And I could, And I feel it in my heart and I feel it in my bones and I know what I need to do and I know the next steps I need to take, but I'm tired. And I wonder if those steps even matter some days. And when I got on here today to get ready to prepare for this podcast to talk to you, I just thought, you know what, is anybody even listening? And I got on and I just, you know, I was blown away by the support that I'm getting and that, you know, how great is your joy if one is lightened and one feels the joy, but to see that, you know, my episode 15, which is how to be happy when it's hard, it is crazy how many people are listening to that. And it just warmed my heart and just made me think like, you know what, those steps are worth it. So you never know what steps are going to help others that you're taking. So keep plugging forward. Keep being you and our amazing imperfect selves that we are. And we just keep trying, keep dusting ourselves off, and keep moving forward. Because there was this great quote that I heard this week by John Maxwell, and it said, "Growth is the only guarantee tomorrow will be better." Yeah, let me read that one more time. "Growth is the only guarantee tomorrow will be better." And let me translate that a little more into our episode today. Adding oil to your lamp is the only guarantee that tomorrow will be better. What can you do to add that oil? What can you do to help you be strong and be able to put one foot in front of the other? And if you have been watching my YouTube channels or listening to my podcast, please leave a review and tell a friend. I would love that. All the hard work that I'm putting in, it's paying off, and I'm so grateful for that. So thank you for listening. If you want to hear about some of the amazing coaching and grief programs I'm doing, you could check out my new website at www.camillebauer.com. And I can't wait to talk to you guys next week. Have a good weekend.